From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Seven Nine Six Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck. Give me a little bit of that.
Yes!
Featured, of course, from the old Pubco building by lookatokc.com.
Yay!
Wow, yay. Thank you. Get a little bigger.
Yeah, we all sounded sarcastic on
yeah,
that one.
That wasn't
we
at all.
We were actually being, because we're so jaded now. Yay!
This is episode 3, April 15th, 2009, and... Give an applause for that. Yay.
Woo. Yes.
I'm sure you're all wondering what that music was you just heard. So let me just fill you in. This week's episode, all the music will be done by Brad Chad Porter and the HMP-139 SoundMax Teaching Keyboard.
That's a good one.
Do-do-do-do.
Do you have any other songs on there?
Nope. There's like 50 songs on that thing, man.
But they all sound like this.
Yeah, they all pretty much sound like that. Wait. The other thing people don't know is that it also glows and flashes. So we're having a bit of a rave in here with that kick-ass keyboard.
It's like LA Light Shoes.
It is a lot like LA Light Shoes.
Man, do they make those for adults?
I don't think so.
I think that would up my cred. If I had some LA Lights.
If you walk on stage.
And I had some LA Lights or some BK Dimacells. The lights. In the hipster community, I would be like the god.
Man, I think you make it a big thing. Like, you turn the lights off. Fog goes over the stage. Then you just see these little red lights walking through the fog. You're like, what is that? Spotlight.
Is that a monster?
Is that a ghost? Derek Smith. Oh, let's do the whole thing. I'm your host this... I'm your host, Dan O'Donoghue. With me, Spencer Hicks.
Woo! Woo! Yes! Yay!
He's
yes.
excited. Look at him in his
so
blue shirt.
Cute.
Adorable.
So cute.
Brad Chad Porter.
Yeah!
Ah, there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then who? Oh, yeah, Derek. Derek Smith is here. All right, so breaking the ice gently this week, we got a good question for everybody, and I think we're going to learn a lot. Last week, we haven't learned anything. Last couple weeks.
What?
This week, we're learning a lot, people.
I like Country Bear Jamboree.
You do, sir.
Oh, you do?
He doesn't
want to be
too
buried.
Much.
Buried.
Call back. Nah. All right, this week's question is, what would you do if someone gave you $100 right now? What would you go and do?
Ooh,
oh
is,
my
this,
God,
is this me? Am I up first?
You're up first, Spencer Hicks.
Okay, you hand me a $100 bill right now. First thing I'm doing is dropping
Turn that thing off. Good God.
First thing I'm doing is dropping out of welding school.
Okay.
And then I've had my eye on this kidney that I've found on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a kidney for me. I
just
want to have one.
Like, just want to buy one. It's like an investment.
Yeah.
Just right up on the hearth, you know, just kind of a mantle.
Oh. People come in there, they're like, what's that igloo? Oh, what the hell are they called?
Cooler?
Cooler, thank you.
Good Lord.
I'm sorry. I was going to go for it and I failed.
No, he'd put it in amber, you know, like in Jurassic Park. You know, freeze it forever.
Yeah. That's better.
So that people can recreate humans later in life.
You're thinking of the future.
Starting from the kidney.
Yeah.
Brad, what do you have for us? What would you do if someone gave you $100 right now?
I would go to Toys R Us and buy toys for my kids.
Boo. That's the dumbest.
That's dumb.
You're such
Why
a
is
good
that dumb?
Dad.
That is so dumb.
Thank
it's
you.
Dumb.
You're such a good
Thank
dad.
You.
Can I be your kid?
Pound.
No.
I would buy toys
You're
for
You're a terrible
me.
Person.
What anything in particular do your kids have, like a favorite toy, Legos, Barbies, what?
Maybe Audrey's a better keyboard. How about that?
That keyboard's pretty kick-ass.
You shut your mouth about my kick-ass keyboard.
All right. What would you get your kids then?
I would probably, Steven's way into video games. He's a Nintendo kid, so.
How old's your kid?
He is 6 years old.
Okay.
And then Audrey is, she's a little artist, so she get lots of crayons and paints. And.
Okay, so there's $30. What would you do with the rest of it?
I don't know.
Lotto tickets.
Lotto tickets.
Support your children's education, Brad.
Exactly.
If you're really a good person.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorted. We got it sorted.
Sorted out. All right, Derek, what would you do with $100?
First thing I do?
Yeah.
Very first thing? I put it in my wallet.
Okay.
Mr. Literal over here.
Does this keyboard have a wah-wah
yeah.
noise?
No.
No.
Not even close.
Then what would you do, Derek?
Then I'd get it out. I'd take it home. No, the only thing I'd do is I'd put it in the bank just to save to help me pay rent. Because I'm broke.
To Spencer.
Yeah. Spencer would love for me to get $100. He's like, I just got $100.
Spencer would be like, someone could pay the rent this week. They live together, if anyone was catching that.
He could pay for all those pay-per-views.
Yeah, completely, you know, non-sexual.
Platonic. Totally buddies. They're just buddies hanging out.
It's like bosom buddies.
Exactly.
We dress up like women, but that has nothing to do with.
And there's no motive like they did.
It's just fashion shows. Fashion shows.
Get into crazy adventures.
Actually, you do have a story that I want you to tell about you dressing up in women's clothing.
Really?
In Shawnee.
Please.
Well, I honestly don't remember very well, but
why not?
Me and my buddy Joe, growing up, we lived, a block away from each other, so automatically we were best friends. And so, like, we would just do the stupidest things, and like, he lived close to Broadway in Shawnee, which is kind of a busy street or whatever.
It's not the poo.
It's not the poo. Kickapoo.
It's like Kickapoo.
It's like number two. It's probably a place to go.
So wait, let me get this right. The poo is like number one.
Yeah.
Shawnee's
yeah.
number two. Yep. That is a lot Broadway. Of poo references.
Yeah. So if you're not cool enough to drag the poo, you take it to Broadway.
To number two.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay.
And so me and my buddy Joe. Apparently, I don't know if we took like his sister's clothes or maybe my sister's clothes, but we dressed up like girls and tried to flash cars that drove by.
Cruise the poo?
That Broadway.
Oh, cruise the Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, okay. This is what people do in
Charlotte?
That's
it? That's all? Like, that's the whole story?
Yeah.
No, I heard the one time you had some crazy lady come up to you and start talking to you while you were in wedding dresses.
Whoa, that is a way different story.
See, I don't remember that part.
That was a way better story.
I don't even know where we'd get wedding dresses that would fit on.
Somewhere on the poo. That would maybe fit. Next to Scrubby's.
I don't know, a thrift store? Where do you get a cheap wedding dress these days?
No, to fit a 12-year-old?
Oh, you were 12 and flashing people?
How old do you think I was?
I don't know. I figured this was a couple months ago. Oh. I thought you were driving.
I mean, it might have been. I don't know.
I'm sorry that I wrangled you into that one. It was just a friend came to a show and told me that story, and it made me laugh so hard.
I'm friend going. Named Joe. All
right, Dan, what would you do with $100?
$100. I'd catch up on some comic books that I haven't wanted to buy because it's a waste of money, and I'm an adult now. But if someone gave me $100, I'd go catch up on a couple issues I haven't bought in a while. Let's see, that would cost $80.
What would you do with the next 20? Lotto tickets?
I do a couple because it's like really high right now. It might not be by the time this goes on, but like, and then maybe go see a couple movies. Haven't been to a couple movies. Wanted to go see Observe and Report. I wanted to go see Adventureland, and I wanted to see.
All right, you got to stop there. You only have 20.
You're out of money. You're done.
Oh, I've got a lotto ticket story.
Yeah,
do you have a lotto ticket story?
Yeah, I was in Texas recently, and there is a chain of convenience stores that does not sell lottery tickets. Like, I was in there and I was getting a Coke or something, and I was talking to the guy behind the counter. I was like, yeah, can I just get like 5 on the Powerball or whatever? And he was like, oh, we don't sell lottery tickets in this chain because the CEO is morally opposed to gambling. And right behind him were just all the cigarettes you could ever think of, and smutty magazines.
What does that have to do with gambling?
Now, hang on. Here's the thing.
There's probably hard liquor and beer in the fridge.
Yeah. So at some meeting, you know, the guy was talking, you know, was talking to the CEO and was like, hey, what about cigarettes? Can we sell cigarettes? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can do that. What about
a lot of money in cigarettes.
What about smutty magazines? Can we sell those?
Yeah.
This is America.
Destroy marriages. That's not. There's nothing immoral about that.
What about lottery tickets?
Whoa!
I am not a monster. What are you? Oh, you are fired, sir.
Get out! How dare you? Get out! All right. So, anyways, the smut cigarettes is out. Okay, good.
You will no longer be employed by Randy's porn and cigarette barn.
Coming in here.
Filth.
With your filth.
Take that stuff to 7-Eleven.
So there you go. I think we all just learned a lot. We learned especially a lot about Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Who lied when he answered the actual question?
What do you mean lied?
He was full of crap, and then we actually got some real stories out of him.
He really is in a welding class.
That's not true.
No, it is.
Yeah. What do you think he does?
What do you weld?
He welds.
Little kids' toys?
What? Metal.
Seriously.
There's a place over
I know what you're talking about.
I'm about to get an arc welder. I'd put it on my truck. How do you like that? And then I'll work for myself. My own boss.
Finally.
I answer to one person, me.
And that'll wrap up Breaking the Ice Gently. Go ahead and play us out of that, Brad, with a little bit of the Song Max teaching keyboard.
Ice is breaking, slowly melting. Here we have a piano song. The keys glow. And the speakers
listen
glow.
To the way it ends. Hang on.
Okay.
Boop. That was kind of like an abrupt end.
It was. Derek, this was one of my favorite elements of the last show, which I'm sure is one of the favorite elements of our listeners.
Yeah.
This is Derek's movie quote of the week.
We have movie quotes.
Movie quotes.
You can listen to them.
Movie quote.
Try to guess which one.
Movie quote.
That's the song.
I feel like I'm listening to a bad Mickey Avalon song.
You're a bad Mickey Avalon song.
He is.
I should be so lucky.
All right, Derek, you got a quote for us this week?
Yeah. All right. Today's quote is...
I've never seen that. I've never seen anybody drive their garbage down to the street and then bang the hell out of it with a stick on. I've never seen that.
I know what this is.
It's from L.A. Story.
It's from L.A. Story, exactly.
No, not even close. Brad?
It's from The Land Before Time.
Get up on the mic. Give an answer.
Harold and Maude.
Harold and Maude's a good guess.
No.
You'll have to tune in.
All right, I'll tell you.
Well, you don't. No, no, no. They have to stay tuned.
No, I'll tell you later in the show.
That's you have to listen to the whole show to find out. You can't just skip ahead.
Let me finish my
sentences.
You go,
I'll tell you. And I was like, I thought you were going to say it. The next word. I apologize. All right. Thank you for doing that, Derek.
Okay.
This is my second favorite part of the show, and this is where we all go to Wimgo, and we all find something that sounds interesting to do.
Yes!
So let's do the Wimgo stuff to do this week while you're bored and you don't have anything else to do.
The most evil comedy bit in the universe.
It's evil! Wimbo.
Bum, bum, bum,
but
bum,
it just might be genius.
Bum, bum.
Can you hear that, I wonder?
Yeah.
I wonder if that... I don't know.
Hear that.
Well, I know we could. All right, so what do we got this week? I'll go first. Why the heck not? I'll go first. We got space, ... explore it.
Yes.
With an exclamation point. April 8th, 2009. It happens Monday through Friday. Go ahead and make your way down to the local Weatherford Air and Space Museum.
Great place.
Thomas P. Stafford.
The Thomas P. Stafford Air and Space Museum. Correct. What do they got there, Derek? They got moon rocks. They got Titan II rockets. They got Wright Flyers. They got jets. They got spacesuits. They got everything you want.
Do they have space ice cream?
No.
They do have the loudest machine ever made.
They do have a...
Sitting in there.
Well, they have a funnel from it.
Yeah.
The loudest machine ever made. They have this gigantic, thing that's about the size of this room that we're in, everybody, if you can see it.
Which is about, what, 8x8?
Probably a little bigger than that. It's this gigantic cone that the Saturn V rocket had five of, and it created the loudest noise mankind has ever made.
Yeah.
The Saturn V rocket, and they got a piece of it there.
Yeah. Impressive. On that kiss.
What?
Wait.
And the who.
So that thing beat out...
NASA.
The A-bomb?
No, I thought when Oprah farted after a chili cook-off, that was...
That's not man-made. That's God. Let's go on to another Wimgo event.
Wimgo!
We're still in the...
Wimgo!
Who's got it, Brad? Do you have the sheet?
Sure, yeah. Shawnee, what do you got for us, Brad? Square 8 Square Dancing Club.
Oh, I love square dancing.
Square dancing. Shawnee, that's you.
Shawnee, that's
woo!
Me.
Woo!
Shawnee!
Meets at the Towers at 1130 East Independence, Shawnee, Oklahoma. Square dancing lessons and dancing with Shawnee. Square 8 Square Dancing Club from 7 to 9 Wednesday nights at the Towers.
Now, there's a reason why you picked this one, I
don't
assume,
miss
Brad.
It.
Brad.
Yeah.
Why do you love
square
dancing so
much?
I
don't love square dancing.
Why do you love it, though?
I don't love it. I don't love square dancing.
How much do you love it? How much do you love it? That's a better question. How much do you love it?
Do your parents know you love it? How do you know? How do you say zero?
No.
My dad actually got into square dancing because he was trying to find me a new mommy, and she was into square dancing. And
so what happened?
And so I had some very terrible square dancing experiences that I would rather not go into on the show.
I think you probably should.
Didn't you have to take your friends with you one time?
You had a partner. You had a full-on square dancing partner in the get-up.
Oh my God.
Tell us,
okay.
Brad.
Tell us about the partners.
There was this girl. We were the young people. It was me and this girl, and she was the other young people. Young in her case meant 35, and I was 16.
Perfect
so,
match.
So it matched us right up. Which and I weighed about 125 at the time, and she weighed about 325.
Okay. So it was a perfect, like I could see, they were like,
rag on fat people.
Let's
so
make
much.
A 10. Anyway, so yeah, so they paired us up, and I got grounded one time, and the guys were all over at the house, and part of being grounded meant I had to go to square dancing.
I love those. You're grounded. You're going to square dancing.
Devastating. So the guys were all sitting in the back of the car on the way to the square dancing facility, making fun of me.
Of course.
And
well, of course, they're good friends.
My dad's girlfriend looks back, serious as a heart attack, looks me right in the eyeballs and says, "You think they're laughing now? Wait till they see your partner."
Wow.
And they'll be dying.
Yeah, and then it got awful.
So you get
paid for it for the rest of my adolescence.
When you approach her at a square dancing, like, did they see you? Did you have to come up and like bow to her and stuff? Take
yes,
off your
that's,
hat.
That's how it works.
Boom, boom, boom. Slide guitar starts in, and oh man, I would give a lot. Can we go back there sometime? We'll take a crew. We'll take a film crew. I'm sure Look would sponsor that.
We'll take a look. No.
Look, we'll go to this event that's on WIMGO. It'll be great. We'll go sometime. It'll be great. Spencer, what do you got for the WIMGO?
I'll only go if they call the Virginia Reel.
We can get them to do that for you. I guarantee
it.
Is
that like the dirty square dance?
It's the original forbidden dance.
Ooh. Tune in next week to blah. All right. What do you got?
My WIMGO event of the week is the 99's Museum of Women Pilots. You thought women couldn't drive cars. We have here a museum dedicated to women in aviation from the earliest flights to present day.
That's here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, here in Oklahoma, here in the city, as a matter of fact.
We got a lot of those.
It's actually operated by the 99s Incorporated, which is an international organization of women pilots. It was established by Amelia Earhart, who died.
She did die. Well, supposedly.
Well, maybe.
She was never found.
She disappeared.
Found.
No body, no crime.
I don't think she'd actually still be
alive.
That's
what I say.
No body, no crime.
I will say
that's
this.
That's how it works.
Oklahoma has a lot of crazy. That was Nick moaning in the sound booth for me. I guess we're in the sound booth. He's in, what, control room? He's anyway.
Whatever.
We have a lot of weird museums. I don't know if you guys, have, like, we have the softball hall, like, National Hall of Fame. Yeah. I found out the other day, we have the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Wrestling Hall of Fame. We have the International Photography Hall of Fame.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We have the Percussive Arts Society International Museum.
Obviously, the Cowboy Hall of Fame. That's kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Woo!
And then, you know, it's just
the
crazy.
The softball one makes sense. We had a,
why does
a
that make
big,
sense?
Was it like...
Balls are flying. Like, dodge it. Dodge it.
My grandfather played on the was a semi-pro softball team after he got back from World War II.
Yeah, you told this story already on the podcast.
Not this one.
Because we're going to have a different listening audience on this one.
We're going to be huge.
We've also had more astronauts than any other state.
Yeah, do you want to know why that is?
Why?
Because growing up, these smart kids say, what is the farthest away I can get from this place?
Space. And they figured out a way to get there.
Like, you could go up for miles. No, that's
Thomas
true.
P. Stavridge from Weatherford.
Thomas
fastest
P.
human ever.
Fastest man alive.
Faster than Jackie Joyner Kersee?
Way yes. faster. Faster than bullets.
No.
Yes.
He was going 8 miles a second.
Why must you turn this sound booth into a sound booth of lies?
All right, I'm going to go on to my...
All right, Derek, what do you got?
My event, and it's something I attend every Wednesday, is the Wannabiz Business Owners Club.
wait. Say the, what's it called? Want-a-biz?
Wannabiz.
Wannabiz. Like, okay.
Like Juana Man.
Like Juana Man.
Yeah, but okay. It's Wannabiz Business Owners Club. It's at Cafe Pronzo, 9622 North May Avenue on Wednesdays at 8 a.m.
What is it? Like... Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to learn about owning a business, you can go.
So it's a meeting of people who want to own businesses?
Business or do own businesses, and they give help to people just starting out.
Okay.
Like, we've had a business for a while, so I go and I tutor and mentor people. And it's really nice.
Derek goes there. He's one of the experts. That's scary.
Why?
Nothing.
I make money all the time.
Have you looked at our books? They're awful.
I keep them.
And that'll be WIMGO's stuff to do this week. Play us out on the keyboard thing.
WIMGO stuff to do this week. WIMGO, go look around the state. There's stuff to do. WIMGO.
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 Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
Extreme dodgeball.
Yo, you wanna biz?
All right, Seth Joseph is an accomplished comedian who began his career right here in Oklahoma City. He crafted an act for the stage that is brilliantly conceived and equally brilliant in its execution. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Seth Joseph.
Woo! Seth Joseph!
He's amazing.
Woo, there he is.
I hear him.
Hey, Brad, I think actually my career started in War Acres.
Oh, yeah?
Wherever the loony bin is.
Yeah, that is War Acres.
War Acres, Oklahoma.
Yeah,
lowest tax rate in the state.
I thought that was Bethany.
I don't know.
So he's calling in now. Set that up a little bit there, Brad.
All right, we've got Seth Joseph on the line from New York City, New York.
Yay!
Big time.
Were you plotting New York there or Seth? I don't.
Both.
Seth being in New York.
Okay.
So the first question is: now that you made the big move, now that you've left our tiny little market for the biggest comedy market on the planet. What are you doing? What are you doing comedy-wise in New York City?
Okay, well, first off, I object to the question number one. That feels really quizzical and cold. Almost like you've just got a set number of things that you want to get out of me. And it's not like we're friends. I mean, I've known you for like 17 years now.
Please.
And I've had relations with your wife on multiple occasions. Talking to me.
That's true. I was there.
Off the street. So I'm not going to demand an apology, but it would certainly speed things up.
As I should have expected. We'll restart this interview with me saying I'm sorry that I was cold and impersonal. How's it going in New York? What do you got going on out there,
buddy?
Oh man, there's so much going on. Yeah, there's.
He sounds busy.
I don't know. here's the thing. You guys are familiar with the comedy scene in Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. to a certain extent, Tulsa, Dallas, these Austin, even.
Yeah.
These areas where there's, you know, a couple of comedy clubs maybe, and there's maybe some open mics, and every so often Bruce Springsteen comes through.
Right.
It makes such big news because that never really happens.
Right.
Well, imagine you live in a place where Bruce Springsteen comes through every so often, but then so does Cher and everybody else who can draw any kind of crowd, and suddenly nobody really gives a crap about open mic anymore.
That makes sense.
Oh, I could go sit in a bar and listen to you work through jokes, or I could go see The Killers. tough choice. So finding that sweet spot, you know, where people come and listen to you, it's very, very difficult. Also, everybody has been on Comedy Central.
Really?
So,
right, like everyone that you're trying to get, everyone whose time you're trying to get
has already
got a special?
All the people that are at the level that we were at back in Oklahoma City, you know, featuring, emceeing, that sort of thing, lots of them out here have done some TV time.
Really?
That's depressing.
That is depressing. That is depressing because we sort of all function under the illusion here that if we were just someplace else, we could be hot stuff. But that's apparently not true, you're telling us.
Well, you could be hot stuff. Here's the thing. They're not all that funny.
That's a problem when it's stand-up comedian. You got to be a little funny.
No, you don't have to be funny at all. We've all seen it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to mention any names.
That's good.
But there's a guy, his name rhymes with Blaine Cook.
Yeah.
That I think we've all seen.
Never heard of him.
He's not particularly funny, but he's got a good stage presence. And
he's a millionaire. Don't just say particular good stage presence. He's a millionaire.
I think Blaine should take a page out of Dane's book and be really good.
Yeah.
Because he's really funny.
Dane Cook is really funny.
I like Dane Cook a lot.
A lot.
I've never heard of this Blaine guy, but...
I'll check him out.
I'll give him a try.
Hey, Brad, could you just punch Spencer in the nipple really hard right now?
Go!
That was a good noise.
Your wish is my command. All right, well, a lot of people don't realize, and we wanted to illuminate our audience, such as it is, that Seth was actually a very important part of the comedy community here in Oklahoma City before he left.
Integral,
as it were. He actually is almost single-handedly responsible for setting up the show at Othello's, which we've talked about
right
before, as you know, maybe one of the only places in the country where stand-up comics can go and do 10, 15 minutes of new material. They don't have to worry about what they say. They can do it every week. There's never a limit. It's just a very free and open thing that he created here, and it's very special. And with that being said, you're such an important, big, giant part of what we do here, or what we, you know, you were. Why did you go to New York?
Why did I go? Several reasons. I got a job offer out here in my actual, you know, day job world, which mm-hmm. I'm not going to discuss because I like to keep it. And
you're a spy. Yes. Go on.
He's a spy. You know, it paid more. And I lived in Oklahoma all of my life. I thought, you know, I should live somewhere else for a while, see what that's like. Mm-hmm. So we're in the middle of a recession. I'm going to go ahead and move to one of the most expensive places in the world.
Good thinking.
It's always a good start.
There's also a girl involved, wasn't there?
Yes. My girlfriend, whose name I will not name, but she knows who she is.
Of course. I hope.
Yeah. They know who they are. She is.
Yeah, she lives out here. And if she doesn't know that she's my girlfriend by now, then I am the most amazing stalker.
Then I am moving out.
What are the big differences? Like, what are the differences between Oklahoma City and New York City? But besides the obvious, like for you as a stand-up comic, what can you do that you couldn't do? What can't you do that you could do?
You can get a little more literary out here because said everybody went to Vassar or whatever,
right?
You know, before they got a job at Starbucks. So, I mean, you can make different kinds of references. There is a certain idea that those of us from quote unquote the flyover states are not as quick on the draw. And so you can play off of that.
I like that you made a cowboy reference saying how we're not a bunch of cowboys. That made me laugh.
I didn't say we weren't cowboys.
What am I thinking?
I never once said that.
Okay, so you say that people assume that we're stupid
area?
Are we? I don't.
Well,
that's a good question. Are we typically dumber? I mean, you just got finished saying that you can use more literary references. Does that? I mean, do you find that the crowds there are sharper, quicker, smarter?
Yes. I wouldn't say that people on a whole are, but the people that end up at open mics. Well, because keep in mind that at an open mic here, it's pretty much all comedians.
Yeah. Everyone in the crowd
is a
comedian.
Full of comedians, yeah.
Yeah, civilians don't come to the open mics, you know, because Tina Turner is playing in Madison or whatever. So it's just you and a bunch of frustrated, overly smart comedians sitting in a room, and nobody wants to laugh at anybody's stuff because, you know, why would you want to help somebody else get better?
Right, right.
Plus, interesting fact, you pay for stage time.
Oh,
what?
Really? Like how much?
Yeah, anywhere from like $3 plus the one drink minimum up to, I think the most expensive I've seen was $11.
Whoa.
But you also got a DVD recording.
Okay.
But how much time do you get for $11?
I think it's 7 minutes.
That's terrible. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But it's also at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
On a Tuesday.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm free.
Worth it.
You're not really shying me away from this at all. This sounds like really good ideas.
No, of course not. And Derek should totally come out here because he's the kind of guy that can live on the street. Not really, you know, you won't notice an appreciable change in him. So,
see,
come on out here, wash car windshields at stoplights for money, and
live my dream. Yes.
And live the dream.
You'll have your own sitcom in 3 months. <You'll have>
Well, it's funny that you're saying that I could be homeless. I was at the downtown library in Oklahoma City the other day. I was checking out some Harry Potter audiobooks, and as they were closing at the exact same time, and I was filing out, all the homeless people that were inside were also leaving because it was really cold that day, and I was like a half second away from just going with them and being homeless.
You look like you could have,
probably.
No,
they wouldn't have known. They would have known.
They would have known that a civvy was with them.
They would have been like, why are we splitting everything up 11 ways? Who's this new guy?
Wait a minute.
And then I make a fat joke about myself, and then I'm in.
You're in like Flint.
Bam. Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I was wondering, Seth, if you could, you got me all curious now. I was wondering if you could make some literary reference that I probably won't get.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Bust our brains.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was wondering if you could make a literary reference that I probably won't get.
No, I mean, I could tell you my teapot gnome scandal joke again, but I think we've all heard that before.
Good enough for me. I don't know.
I think you should tell it.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, this is a joke from 1920s that I wrote. So in the news, we've got a big scandal with the whole teapot dome oil reserve being tapped by Standard Oil Company, who was put in charge of it. Who could see that coming? That's kind of like putting Fatty Arbuckle in charge of an all-girls school.
I don't get it, but I'm going to laugh anyway.
And then someone on the harpsichord. Ding, 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 ding.
I was also an FES major, so I got part of that.
And of course, I tell that joke in blackface.
And of course. That's perfect.
All right, well, Seth, we're going to wrap this up. Do you miss us at all? Do you miss us? Do you miss the city? Do you miss anything about it at all?
Every single day.
We're just going to let that hang there. Seth, thank you so much for calling in.
Seth Joseph, everybody. Woo! Seth Joseph.
It was a pleasure.
Check him out on MySpace.
Good work, you guys.
Hey, thanks, Seth.
You are the best. You are the best, and we miss you, and come home soon.
I think we should plug his
Seth,
stuff.
Seth, I love you.
Yeah, is there anything we can, anywhere can find you before you go?
I've got a show coming up in Oklahoma City, actually, at the end of May.
Hey, there you go.
Ooh. May 29th at Opolis in Norman, right? Yeah.
May 29th in Opolis. Then you started a new blog, too. You want to plug that?
Yeah, I don't remember the address.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
It's like the Examiner or something.
It's through examiner.com. I'm the vegan examiner for New York City, so check that out.
And brilliant.
If you're in Manhattan on April 23rd, you can see me performing in an improv show at the Broadway Comedy Club.
Oh yeah, what you're taking classes with who? With what improv?
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
Very good.
How
did
we not get to that? Upright Citizens Brigade. That's
because you're a terrible interviewer.
We had you leading.
It's
Brad
fine.
Was leading the ship, and it went totally off the rails.
Can we tell him to look you up at www.thistotallysucks.com?
No, because there's nothing there anymore.
Okay, we'll cut that out.
Okay, well then never mind.
we'll cut that
you can
out.
Look
then.
Me up on Facebook though.
Facebook, MySpace, Seth Joseph. He's
Seth
all over.
Seth Joseph.
There you go. Thank you for calling in, Seth. Let's give those faithful listeners that have listened this entire show, I'm sure. And let's give them the answer to the movie quote of the week. Derek, do you got that? Let's hear the quote again one more time.
I've never seen that. I've never seen anybody drive their garbage down to the street and then bang the hell out of it with a stick on. I've never seen that.
Okay, good.
From Oliver.
Oliver Twist, actually.
No. Do you guys ever watch any movies?
I actually know what it is.
Say it.
It's The Burbs.
Yes.
It's The Burbs. It's delivered by Tom Hanks, and I know the whole scene. It's a great film. There you go. Thank you for doing that for us, Derek.
Right
a little
on.
Applause for
Burbs.
Derek. All right. Thank you, as always. Thank you, as always, for listening. This has been 796 Entertainment's podcast, Don't Suck, featured by Look at OKC.
Yes.
We're having a great time doing this. We're going to be back here next Wednesday, as always. You tune back in for some more great stuff.
Yes.
I've been Dan O'Donoghue. With me has been Spencer Hicks.
Yes.
Woo! Spencer!
Look out.
All right!
Look out. We bring it down.
Derek Smith. I'm sorry. Brad Chad Porter and the Woo! Song Max Teaching Keyboard.
Oh! I'm going to break that later.
The keyboard will not be back next week. And then, of course, we got Derek Smith. Good night, everybody.